You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Jess is not here today, and neither is Sheriff, whoever that is. I think I hit his brains. So, hey, you're not what?
Get out of here, Zomboy. Go on, man. Stop asking the people if they've got brains.
But do the Zomboy.
No, go on. Get out of here.
But I want to eat your brains.
Why are you lying to people and telling them that you ate my brains? I stood right there and I watched you. I heard everything you said to the mic. You started recording on your own and you said that, you know, do you dot brains? And you said you ate my brains.
So? Can I eat your brains?
No, get out of here.
But I want to eat your brains, Jess.
I don't care. Shove off. I'm gonna lock you out of the door now. I'm gonna lock you out of the room. Just stay out of here, okay? Okay, we're good. No, go away. Maybe if I just ignore him, he'll go away. Yeah, I'm just gonna ignore that. So anyways, you guys, do you guys want to talk about something funny? I do. Let's talk about something hilarious. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is running her mouth so much, it makes me wonder what she's actually accomplishing, you know, that has to do with her job, instead of critiquing everybody else on their jobs. Her job is not to critique other people's jobs. She can leave that up to the volunteers. Like me. You know, I'm volunteering while I'm running for president, and I'm critiquing you on your job that you're not doing correctly at all. You're just not doing your job at all, from what I understand. I don't see anything great and wonderful coming from your seat in politics, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I don't see anything great coming from you at all. As a matter of fact, I'm tired of it. And I think it's funny that you run your mouth more than Porky Pig trying to explain himself on politics or fishing or anything. Now, between you and Schumer and Pelosi, I take you as the character that I've just designated you as, Porky Pig. I take Schumer. Wait, we'll get back around to Schumer. I take Pelosi. Wait, no, let's do Schumer. Look, Pelosi is Daffy Duck. I was trying to save her for last because it's the funniest, I think, that she's Daffy Duck. Now, it's a toss-up for Schumer. He could either be Pepe Le Pew, which I totally vote for, Pepe Le Pew. But my first one, I don't know, man. I'm just going to stick with Pepe Le Pew. He could be Elmer Fudd, but I'd rather him be Pepe Le Pew. Like, nobody wants to be around this stank-ass congressman. Nobody. He's got acrobatics or something. Like, it's just stupid. So then, you know, I'm calling for Alexandria to be fired or stepped down. Look, all three of them. Just, y'all don't do your jobs. You don't perform your jobs. You don't. Dude, no. Who's gonna fend for you? Another congressman? Oh, geez. Because the president sure isn't vetting for you guys. We the people sure aren't betting for you guys. Let's ask Silk Road what he thinks about you. Mr. Silk Road Man, whoever that is, whatever his name is. So Harrison Ford, he's not dead. He just turned 77. Area 51 memes. Somebody is actually stupid enough to try to storm onto Area 51. Somebody has created a Facebook event to storm onto Area 51, and thousands of people are signing up for this thing. And I'm all like, okay, who's stupid enough to try to sneak onto Groom Lake? Whoever you are, don't. Just don't. But my question, though. Alexandria is running her mouth again. Her comments are cruelty towards the people in her field and are just trying to do the job that she vehemently refuses to do. Those people that are in her field, they're trying to do the job that she vehemently, which means like she, like deathly refuses to do. Like I am not doing that. Her comments are cruelty towards the people who are doing that job that she doesn't want to do. Spending American money for her wages on a job that she doesn't perform is a complete waste. You're fired, AOC. You know, she just does not care about American people. She only cares about the people, the children of the people who are coming in illegally. That's all she cares about, and it's sick. It's not okay. It's very sick in the head. Her asking to be sworn in at a hearing is sick in the head. Acosta trying so hard to get into the any kind of presidential media all the time. Like, and him being so mad that he's denied of it. It's sick in the head. Democrats who perpetuate dangerous open border and messed up health care, student loan forgiveness, causing a big tech monopoly over everything like freedom of speech also, and Democrat cities having the worst poverty, unemployment, and violent crime, and Democrats being for sanctuary cities and being for jihad, a quote unquote, a peaceful jihad on American soil. Democrats being for infanticide. Democrats being for fake charges against innocent people. Democrats being for abortion at an alarming rate. Democrats being for white genocide. Democrats being for defiling women and children in the name of human trafficking. Democrats being for free grants that they control. Democrats being for green energy that they control. Democrats being for light rails that they control is sick in the head. It's sick. It's very sick in the head. And anybody who disagrees needs to just get off of this planet. And I don't care how that sounds. I don't care how you take that. I don't care at this point. It's still freedom of speech, and I'm telling you straight up that you have a privilege of living here on this planet. Coexist my anus. I don't care. You can say coexist till your pagan brain falls out of your head. It is a privilege being alive on this planet. And I expect you to start acting accordingly. Do you know why? Because I'm seeing way too much misconduct. I've added up to here with the misconduct, and I'm not taking it anymore. It is not okay. You can sit there and nod your head and say, okay, all you want. But other people who care are listening to me. You're not the only one listening to this. Troll, hater, Democrat, liberal, crat, libtard, lib nerd, living, Just go jump yourself off a cliff. You want to sit here and encourage innocent people to do bad things like jump off a cliff, drink bleach or whatever? You want to convince people to do stupid things like planking? You think I've forgotten all the stupid trends that you've come up with? Remember, I grew up through all that. I watched all of that, and I'm not happy about any of it. But I'm happy to tell you where to go with that. You can take all that and shove it up your tuchus for all I care. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the harassment, not just on the president, which is treason, by the way, but the harassment of everybody, all us citizens. I'm tired of it. Everybody who stands up for the right thing, you've done nothing but harass. You've made their life a living hell, and for no reason. For no reason. Why? Because we're righteous? Get out of here. We're not perfect. But at what point do you stop and say, hey, I should probably start doing the right thing, the good thing. I should start doing good in the world. And not just end something stupid like Silk Road. You should end the problems. You should have took Silk Road and busted all the people buying the drugs. Hello? Hello? Investigate them. Hello? But no, you stopped at Silk Road. Didn't you? Didn't you? How come Silk Road is a movie? How come Silk Road is a movie and not an investigation? You just stopped there. You busted one guy and you stopped. Didn't you? Didn't you? I'm sure you know who I'm talking to, Mr. Man. Didn't you? You didn't go any further than the owner of Silk Road, the person who was running it. You probably didn't bust the creator. You probably didn't bust any of the people that I had mentioned already. You probably didn't bust any of the politicians who had their hands in on it. Like probably you yourself. You know who I'm talking to. You knew all about it. You knew all about it. That can only lead me to one question. Why? Why did you know all about Silk Road? How? Why? Tell me. I really would like to know. I'm asked this is as nice as I can put it right now in this present moment. Please, for the love of God, tell me why. I'd like to know. Why were you so hyper-focused on Silk Road? And pretending like... And being the fake Christian about it. Why? Why did you do that? Schumer, why did you do that? Shoo-shoo? What you need to do is shoo-shoo from your seat in politics and take your butt to Gitmo and face your judgment. You know, it's so abusive. It's very abusive what you guys are doing. All you Democrats, libtards, rhinos, which is Republican in name only. And you're also dinos. You're a Democrat in name only. You don't stand for Republican or Democrat. You're a mess. And that's why I left your party. You are a mess. You're not even hot. You're a cold pile of garbage mess. Cold coleslaw is sitting there in the trash because nobody eats that crap. Or nobody should. That's some of the most gross stuff in the world. And that's you, my friend. You're some of the most gross stuff in the world. You are... I want to say it so bad, but I'm not going to stoop to your level. I'm very confused right now. And it's frustrating because part of me wants to say something bad about you so bad. But I'm not gonna do that. I wanna say something so demeaning to you right now, but I'm not gonna. In fact, I'll just be like you and be passive aggressive. I won't be like Pelosi and argue like a child. I'll be like Shushu and just be passive aggressive. I'll be like Clinton and be passive aggressive. Oh, well, I tried to talk to you, but there's no getting through to you. You don't listen. You're not listening to me. So I'll go talk to somebody else who will. You know, that's not even really passive aggressive. That's just abusive. It shows that you don't care, you don't have any patience for that person, and that you're a vile SOB. Schumer never hears me out. He makes fun of me behind my back, behind closed doors.
Mr. President, Mr. Donald Trump.
He thinks I don't know. He thinks I won't show up and have something to say to him. I don't cower down. I'm sorry. I stand my ground. All the states I've lived in is a stand your ground state. You want to change your pitch up, Schumer? Because I'll smack my bitch up, Schumer. And you're looking mighty bitchy to me. All you do is bitch, you and Pelosi. Bitch, 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 bitch.